Hey world, welcome to the Trade Show Minute here on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your, I guess, co-host or host, Victoria Barella. I've got my partner in crime over there.
I'm the hostess with the mostest. You know me as Johnny Mota, or just that guy that says stuff wrong all day. Hey, thanks for having me on the show today, Victoria.
Thanks. And we're coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. It's the last day and we are still in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. So thank you guys. You rock. We have a very special guest on our show today, Nir Shamrani, Chief Business Officer of Monitors Anywhere. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. So this is day three of Infocom 2019. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you guys are doing on the show this year and what's new.
Right. So, yeah, it's been a great show for us. We had a lot of turn-up, so many people showed up to see what's new. And we are actually quite happy. We have some great new innovations. And the main one of them is something called MAUI. It's not like MAUI in Hawaii, but M-A-W-I. Stands for Monitors Anywhere Interface. And that is a web-based architecture that allows people to, well, maybe I should start with a few words about Monitors Anywhere.
Yeah, how about that?
Okay,
let's
do that.
Back it up a little bit.
So Monitors Anywhere is a digital signage provider, digital signage and video walls, I should say. And we just do it with software. So unlike some of our competitors, we just do it with software that runs on regular Windows PCs. And with that MAUI that I mentioned, we actually allow our users to control signage and content on video walls and screens that are not just in one place, but can be all over the place as long as they're connected to the network. So with this web-based interface, I can create playlists and I can drop content onto several screens or video walls, wherever they are. And since it is web-based, then I can do it from a PC, but I can also do it from a browser on my smartphone or on a tablet or on a Mac or, whatever.
Cool. It looks like Johnny's brewing up a storm in his brain over there and
go
sending it
Johnny
off to the cloud. What's brewing up in there?
Yeah, I'm thinking about, so there's a booth here, yes?
Yes, sir.
And at the booth, the most exciting thing today is, is it MAUI?
Is it MAUI?
It is MAUI,
yes. We actually have what we call a creative USB wall, creative video wall, that is that has some screens in all sorts of shapes and angles.
Okay.
And
not the traditional shape.
No, that's right. So
yeah.
It is a very, I can call it even a crazy video wall. Definitely something worth viewing. I mean, once you finish the show, I suggested you
I'll come over there. Now, yes. Regarding MAUI to display content, create it, and control it, is there any particular reason you showed it in this not standard configuration?
Well, we found that it's really eye-catching,
and
we just had one there, you know, to show the capability, and people just, you know, they just stop and come in to see, hey, that's cool. And that's a great idea. And I think that the phrase here would be eye-catching. You pass by and you can't just not stop and say, hey, that's cool, guys. How did you do that? And that was the idea.
Now, being that this is different, not standard, and not something that's like right out of the box kind of a thing, what does this mean for the AV industry and how is this changing what our standard traditional digital signage is?
Okay, so we do it in a simple way. So, I mean, instead of having all those fancy controllers and HDMI extenders, we just do it by a simple Windows PC that runs the software. So we are a software company. So our software just runs on standard Windows PCs. And we send the content over either network, so a local area network, or USB infrastructure. Then we use those small converters at the endpoints, either USB to HDMI in the USB wall case, or HDMI over LAN zero clients as the endpoints. And that makes for a simple and very cost-effective solution. That, I think, is the message. We provide a very high functionality at a very reasonable price.
Now, I mentioned we're at Infocom 2019 in Orlando, Florida. What, like the biggest stateside AV-related trade show on the pro AV side of things. In every direction, there are literally hundreds of manufacturers here. So
yes, sir.
It's really hard to stand out from the crowd. How is it that Monitors Everywhere is doing that today?
Monitors Anywhere.
Anyway, Johnny.
Oh, man. That's the second time.
Literally everywhere.
Your glasses need to be cleaned right there.
I know. Okay.
He needs to work on it. I should count.
But how are you standing out from the crowd, not only here, and in real life, in general, as a company?
Well, as I said, we provide functionality that, you know, is up to par with the best, but at a very reasonable price on a very simple infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's the trick. I think that's the combination of providing a good value for money on simple infrastructure.
And the overall response during the show has been good?
Been very good. We were very happily surprised. I mean, yesterday and today were just crazy. Well, today, you know, the last day is always a bit slow.
Yeah.
I think mainly exhibitors walking around, but, well, I should have said it, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, the first 2 days were amazing. We were very happily surprised. Yeah, the turn-up was very, very good. And we had a good show.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, it's just about to finish, right?
We're just about to wrap things up here. And, you know, I think there's maybe one or two more questions and then we'll wrap this up for you.
I have a question for you. If someone's not here or wasn't here at the show and wanted to learn more about it, where can we find you online?
Well, we are online. It is simply monitorsanywhere.com.
Yeah, Johnny, you can't tell, but he's looking right at me because I can't say it right.
Well, not surprisingly. So, monitorsanywhere.com. You can find everything in there. We'll be happy to have you on our website.
Cool. Do you also get, do you have like demos or videos or, you know, displays of projects that you use your
solutions?
Absolutely. We have a whole bunch of videos. We found out that that's like the best way to show people what we do.
Yeah.
So we have a whole bunch of videos, not only audio recordings but also videos.
Cool.
Yeah, and we've actually took a couple more this week with the great help of Rave. So we're gonna put
them, I know those guys.
That's right.
Hey, girls.
So we're gonna put some more up, and we were actually nominated for best video wall. I think it was by Rave. So
hope you guys won. Right.
Well, not really, but I think we should have won. Okay, let's put it this way.
Well, let's just do a recount. There's a 1-800 number out there. We have a guy named Doug taking those calls. Let's put a vote out there. Mm-hmm. Listen to the podcast earlier.
Yes.
I think you should win that award.
I totally agree.
Yeah. I'll get Gary Kay down here.
Excellent.
Are you guys on the social medias?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Where can we
find you?
You
can find us on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on Instagram. And just look us up. We're there.
Cool. For sure. One of my questions is, where do you see the company going in about 5-10 years?
Oh, well, that's a tough question. I think that this web-based interface is a big thing for us because that really gives us many more capabilities. We're now going into providing solutions for control rooms because now, again, we're incorporating another tool that will allow users to actually put stuff according to scenarios on various screens in control rooms. So you can very easily change from showing different contents on different screens to all of a sudden have, let's say, a 2x2 video wall and then another showing one thing and then another video wall showing something else just by changing the scenarios automatically. One direction that we're definitely going is having that capability cloud-based. So we will be on the cloud and you will be able to use our system on the cloud to actually control content on different screens. Well, 5-10 years is a bit far, but I think that in the next 2-4 years, that's the direction we'll be going.
Oh, good to hear. What else? Johnny, do you have any more questions from your cloud?
Monitors Anywhere. Yeah, Johnny.
For Monitors Anywhere, the only other question I have is what can we look to hope to see from you in the future?
Next Infocom or something we should
ISE.
Wait?
We will definitely be in the next Infocom. I mean, we just booked a place, so we will be there.
Cool.
And you can find us also at ISE in Amsterdam in February.
Very cool.
That's another place
we'll
to find
there.
Us. Yeah. Yes, you're there as well. And I think we met you also when we met Rave.
Not me, but you probably met Victoria or one of the others. Or
anyway, Rave.
Yeah.
So
yes.
we
were there,
in
yes.
General, in Amsterdam in general.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
cool.
Right. And that's also a good show. And I think that we have interesting things to offer. So we like to show them. So
So for people that aren't at the show, one more time, where can we all go to learn more about Monitors Anywhere?
Okay, he got it. So
it only took me like 8 times.
Monitorsanywhere.com or www.monitorsanywhere.com if you like, and on Facebook and on Instagram and on LinkedIn. That's the ones I think.
Basically everywhere. Okay, just quick Google search, you'll get it.
Absolutely, you will.
Cool. And Any last words for the last 15 minutes, 10 minutes of the show? I mean, it sounds like your company had a really good time at the show and good foot traffic.
We had a good time and we are really happy we came. It's a bit warm and humid this time of year in Orlando, but I think it was worth it. So we had a very good turn up. We had we met some potential customers and existing customers and some potential new partners and existing partners from all over the world. I mean, mostly US, but we had guys from South America and from Middle East and Europe. So we are very happy. It was a very good show for us.
Good. Good to hear.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Nir, for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks. And thanks, Johnny, for your Johnny-isms.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure for your
cloud-based. They actually pay you for that, right?
Yeah, one more Johnny-ism for the last show of the day since we're winding down. Gary Kay, I mentioned he's a AV unicorn. Yeah, Gary Kay's favorite audio frequency is 50,000 hertz, but you probably never heard it before.
Is there another one that you'd like to wrap up? I think that...
that's it. I think it's a good place.
That's good. It's a good place. All right. Well, that's a wrap up for the Trade Show Minute. If you wanted to hear or see or watch or read the Infocom coverage from the past week, please visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. I mean, if you happen to be here in Orlando and you want to come by the Peerless AV booth for the next 11 minutes, we're here.
Do it.
Say hi, maybe bring water. We're parched. But yes, thank you so much for coming on to the show, Nir.
Thank you very much for having me again.